Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue to prepare for, really, tomorrow, Ash Wednesday, the season of Lent, anticipating this great season in the church year, which together, as the people of God, we take a deep dive following the church's leadership, the wisdom of the church, the teaching, the scriptures, the habit that the church for centuries now has been engaged in walking the passion of Jesus, really preparing for the celebration, of course, ultimately of his resurrection, ascension to the right hand of the Father in heaven, but to really take a deep look and to hopefully walk in and begin to experience in a more personal level at the core of our being with the help of God, the grace of God, again, the help of the church, to understand how deep the battle is, our battle is against sin, how broken the human person is, and the great deed that Jesus accomplished for us on Calvary, his passion, his death, his resurrection, the dimensions in which that work applied to our lives brings about transformation, conformity to Christ, and helping each one of us come into the Father's plan and purpose for our lives, which is what? Simply put, to become little Christs, or as the church teaches us, to become saints. Our ultimate destiny, and Jesus has made absolutely clear, the fulfillment of the human life, the greatest life anyone could ever live, is to become a saint. That's our purpose. And it simply means to be like Christ, to be his, to learn to love what he loved, the way he loved it, and to live in that love, to love God the Father with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, to love our neighbor as ourselves, to learn how to love ourselves even in the right way, in the grace of God. And so the whole journey of the Christian life is a battle to subdue within us habit patterns of sin, darkened ways of thinking, and to come further and further into the light of Christ with a renewed mind, to acquire a fresh new spiritual way of thinking, as Scripture would describe, that will allow us to not only see ourselves as we actually are, to receive our identity from Christ and to walk in it, but to understand it's something we've been given, and that the Father has given us the freedom to be able to cooperate with his work of saving his own people through his Son and in the power of the Holy Spirit. The church is so wise to keep bringing us back to, again and again, the rhythm of Jesus' life and helping us see and to celebrate and to do it together as the people of God, for all of us to go deeper. And friends, we need it for our personal lives, no question about it, but it's time for the whole church, all the baptized, to radically follow the wisdom and light and leadership now of the church, of the Lord himself, who's leading his bride, who is the one who fills us with life, and he's the one who teaches us, because the world needs the church to be the light and the salt that she's meant to be. When we aren't putting first things first, when we're not living and giving to God what belongs to God and walking in what we're being exhorted to walk into, yielding our lives to the Holy Spirit, loving God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and just making that our first priority, we can become easily compromised and accommodated to the world that we're under constant pressure to accommodate to the world around us. Today's reading the church gives us at Mass today is taken from James. We've had a series of readings now over the last couple of weeks from James, and the letter of James is powerful. It's filled with a lot of different kinds of biblical themes. There's exhortations, there's proverbs. It's like wisdom literature or the judgment teaching of the prophets of the Old Testament. It really is focusing on our response to God, our behavior, our ethical, moral behavior. And it's helping us see and understand how serious God is, not just about how we think about him, but are we actually responding to him? Jesus made it so clear, and we're going to see so vividly in the Passion. He taught again and again. It's not enough just to say, Lord, Lord. People who just say, Lord, Lord, but don't actually do the will of God will not enter the kingdom of heaven, is what Jesus makes clear. And so the church is totally for us in this hour. And Lent is meant to be a time of deep purification, where we all do a searching moral inventory, like they say in the 12-step program, a searching moral inventory of our lives, not to beat ourselves up or to hate ourselves or to be discouraged, but to be honest before God and say, Holy Spirit, shine your light. Help me see where I am in relationship to the Father's call in my life. So James provides us a really good example of, he echoes the teaching of Jesus so beautifully. So I'm going to jump in sort of the middle of this passage where he says, adulterers, exclamation point. He's talking about here is the Old Testament prophets call the people of Israel many times adulterers because they were committing idolatry. They were breaking the covenant, the unique covenant that they had with God, to love God with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength, and they were running after other idols and other things. And so that's very much the same battle that we have today. So James goes on and says, do you not know that to be a lover of the world means enmity with God? That is, to love the world. What James is talking about here is the fallen dimension of, you know, God's good creation, that political, social, volitional, entertainment, financial ways in which the world is focused on more for me, more pleasure, more power, more honor, more distraction, more filling my ego. It's so present, so powerful in the world. And just a few weeks ago, the Super Bowl, you know, you see that kind of stuff get communicated in the Super Bowl, like Super Bowl halftime show, which was just, you know, saw a bit of it. Just a worldly, fleshly, it's the world exalting things that are offensive to God. It's a small example of it. And James is saying, don't you know that conformity to it, loving it, saying, yeah, I want that. I believe in that. I want to live like that. I want to have that power, that fame, that whole orientation toward the human person. James is saying that kind of behavior, that kind of attitude makes me an enemy of God. The Father has sent his Son to establish the kingdom. There's a war going on in the earth between the two kingdoms, the kingdom of this world, which is the kingdom of the enemy, and the kingdom of our God and of his Christ. James continues, therefore, whoever wants to be a lover of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you suppose that Scripture speaks without meaning when it says, the Spirit that he has made to dwell in us tends toward jealousy? God's a jealous God, and the Spirit of God that we're given is to be jealous for the things of God, to have zeal for God. James goes on, he said, but he bestows a greater grace, therefore, and it says, God resists the proud, and he gives grace to the humble. The world, as James is describing here, it's an expression of human pride. Me first. No room for God. No room for changing my life and conforming it to the will of God and the identity he's called me to in his Son. I'm going to put myself first. My will be done, not thy will be done. The season of Lent is filled with this understanding. God humbles the proud. He raises up and he exalts the humble. Jesus said, humble yourselves. It's a decision. So the church helps us in the season of Lent to make decisions to humble ourselves and see what it means. So James continues. He said, so submit yourselves to God. That's a place to start. Lent is about asking yourself, am I submitted? Have I submitted my will, my mind, my imagination, my resources? Have I submitted it to God? Is God really first in my life? Have I made him that priority? James continues, resist the devil and he will flee from you. So the church is reminding us as we enter into Lent, it's spiritual combat. And if we're not resisting the devil, if we're not conscious of his presence, that's not a good sign. We don't have to live fearful of the devil. We don't have to think about him 24/7, but we have to be alert. We have to remember that life on earth is not just a cruise. You know, it's not a perpetual Disneyland or Las Vegas. It's about following in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. And that means you're going to enter into spiritual battle. So resist him. He's going to try to distract you going into Lent. Just expect that you're going to have to resist the devil. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. The drawing near is a turning our heart to God through repentance, through fasting, through almsgiving, through increased prayer, and saying yes to all the ways in which the Lord wants us to respond to him. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, he says. Purify your hearts, you of double mind. So echoing the prophets of the Old Testament, cleansing our hands, understanding that we need to cooperate with God's grace to purify ourselves of the sin that we've said yes to. So frequent reception of the sacrament of reconciliation during Lent is a really good idea. And understanding that God's for us. He's not here to condemn us. The priest is there in the person of Christ who's going to speak those beautiful, powerful words, you know, that our sins are forgiven. God wants to forgive our sins, but he'll forgive the sins of those who want their sins forgiven, who are seeking the mercy of God. James continues, says, begin to lament, to mourn, and to weep. These are also characteristics or ways of responding to reality that characterize the Christian life. It's normal at times for us to lament and to take a look at our lives and where we are in relationship to God, to mourn over our lack of response to God or the way in which we're not loving God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to weep. The saints wept over their sins. Like St. Francis is a really good example because he wept a lot over his sins, yet at the same time, he's maybe one of or the most joyful saint in the history of the church. You can have both. He didn't beat himself up constantly. Now, there's temptations. I think sometimes we can fall into things like scrupulosity. And if there's no joy in the process of going through the season of Lent for you in terms of the joy of knowing God's love and forgiveness, the invitation that he's giving you to come and to weep for your sins and to allow the Holy Spirit to show you, you know, the depth of our own sin, but the mercy of God, which is even deeper still. James says, let your laughter be turned into mourning and your joy into dejection. Humble yourselves before the Lord and he will exalt you. And so the season of Lent is a time where we make a decision to say, oh, I understand what's going on. I'm not just trying to stir up emotion myself, but I'm understanding that my people, the people of God, the Christian people, are entering a unique season in the year. And it's a season in which we all do the kinds of things that James is describing here. And we're doing this together. And so we make a decision to mourn, again, as James is saying here, as Jesus talked about in the Beatitudes, over the condition of our lives and the things we're responsible for and how are we ordering our personal lives and our family lives toward the kingdom. And it's not, again, something that's meant to lead to discouragement and depression, but it's meant to lead to freedom. It's a decision to humble ourselves before the Lord through these kinds of practices of fasting and almsgiving and increased penance and things like that in our lives and service to the poor. Do all of that with an open heart, friends, as we enter tomorrow into the season of Ash Wednesday. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'm delighted to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, Mary's Mission, Our Response, in which he describes the extraordinary role Our Lady has in the mission of the Church. Even in our day, in this hour, the Lord is using her with such profound grace and strength. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.